Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's hour number three on this Tuesday afternoon. Normally, our friend Jamie Ukas would have joined us at 1:35. We'll mention that again. Scheduling for Jamie. For some reason, Dan, that CBS gig is more important than coming on with us for free. I can't imagine why.
Seriously, I mean, given the retainer we pay her, I mean, you'd think she'd be a little bit more responsible.
We haven't even offered her a retainer itself. I mean, it's she's coming on just out of friendship. So Jamie, the CBS superstar, could not be available 1:35. She's on at 2:35, but hopefully you had a chance to listen at 1:35. Adam is out, and Rena Sargentopoulos was great with Ask Rena Anything. You can always podcast the show. Just go to the Odyssey.com, the Odyssey app, and find the Chad Hartman Show. Dan does a great job with segments and hours. We give you multiple ways you can listen to the show. Aaron McQuaid is kind enough to join us. Aaron is with us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Aaron has been a part of politics recently, member of the House of Representatives from 2017-2019. She was the DFL-endorsed candidate as Lieutenant Governor for Aaron Murphy, and certainly a story we talked about a lot when it happened, when Aaron, as she was pursuing a Senate seat, and she was at the convention against her opponent, Justin Emmerich, and she went into labor. I mean, the video was pretty stunning, to say the least. Emmerich ended up winning the endorsement, and Aaron has just made the decision this week that she is still going to pursue to try to win this seat in the primary August 9th. And Aaron is with us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Aaron, it's a pleasure to have you on. I want to talk about what happened, how your baby's doing, and other issues. But let's start with the news that you've made on deciding to run. How difficult was it? And why did you feel like it was the right thing to do?
Well, thanks so much for having me. When we were at the convention, we knew that going in, there were a significant number of delegates that went in undecided, and that meant there was a lot of work to do convention day. And, you know, I was in active labor and not able to, you know, participate in the way that one would hope to seek the endorsement. And so I had to withdraw from the process. And so I wasn't part of that endorsement process towards the end there. And so, you know, after giving birth and having time to kind of, collect myself, and I had postpartum preeclampsia, which was very dangerous, and I was hospitalized for that. Looking around at what's happening in this world, right? The Supreme Court is getting ready to overturn Roe v. Wade. We're having a formula shortage. There was, you know, white nationalist terrorism in Buffalo. We need experienced leaders who are ready to tackle the big issues at the root causes at the legislature. And that, you know, I'm that candidate, and that's why I decided to stick in this race to win the primary and ultimately win in November.
So I'm glad you brought up your health issue, and I'm extraordinarily glad we're able to talk to you, because I read about the interview you did with Esmé Murphy, on WCCO TV. It sounds like your health was fairly serious at this point. Can you expand a little bit on what took place and this blood pressure cuff from Amazon that you said in a quote saved your life?
Yeah. So preeclampsia is hypertension. That's usually, it's experienced in pregnancy. Usually if people have it, it's during pregnancy. So, you know, after 20 weeks, they start monitoring for you. But I have postpartum preeclampsia, and postpartum preeclampsia usually happens within the first 48 hours. Mine was 4 days after giving birth. And so I was at home, I was pumping, I was bored. We had a blood pressure cuff from Amazon that we bought during the peak of COVID. You know, they said, have your pulse ox, meter and have a blood pressure cuff. And so I just took my blood pressure and it was 181 over 99, which is very, very high. And so, we went to the clinic, they sent us straight back to the hospital, but this is it's a very serious, potentially fatal condition. And I happened to catch it because of this $25 blood pressure cuff and because I was bored while pumping at home. I didn't have any of the other symptoms, which include headache, upper belly pain, vision changes, those kinds of things. I didn't have any of those symptoms. I just, my blood pressure was just through the roof.
Were they able to bring your blood pressure down pretty quickly, or did it take an extended period of time?
So at the clinic, they gave me an emergency medication to lower my blood pressure. And then in the hospital, they put me on a 24-hour magnesium drip. And part of the magnesium drip is actually to lower the risk of seizure and damage to your organs, because that's part of the risk with preeclampsia. And so between the emergency medication and the magnesium drip, my blood pressure was able to come down, and then it's remaining low where it normally is, or remaining normal where it normally is now. But it was a really scary weekend that we were in the hospital being monitored and on this magnesium drip, which is not fun, let me tell you.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's fun. How is your baby?
She's doing really well. She was born, she had some jaundice, which is, not uncommon. So we were in the hospital for a few extra days with the Billy blanket and the photolight therapy, but she's wonderful. She's a sweet baby who we're excited to get to know her better. She, doesn't cry very much, and she likes to eat and sleep and poop, all the best baby stuff that there is to do.
Yeah. Well, if she's not crying, you are in a good spot. It's good to be in that position. So let's go back to leading up and then when you're going into labor. I think a lot of us saw this and saw you in labor and said there's got to be a better way.
Mm-hmm.
In hindsight, do you think you should have let your opponent know sooner? Because your opponent, Justin Emmerich, knows that he's come off as the bad guy in some ways and has been saying, well, the communication wasn't ideal. And he points out, we're leading 55-44 and we just find out about this. Obviously, you're in a position where you're in labor and you have to worry most importantly about your health and your baby self. There's no denying that. But if you could go back, would you communicate to Justin and his team any differently, or was this the best way to handle it?
I mean, I think the first thing to know is that, there, if you think about the broad range of medical situations that could possibly happen, right? A heart attack, passing a kidney stone, a seizure. I think usually we wouldn't look to the person who's experiencing the medical emergency to be like, in the best place of mind to say, how can I communicate this the perfect way? People knew right away at the beginning of the day that I was in labor. I was really clear about how far apart my contractions were. There wasn't a good process to look to say, what should we do? But I think there was a lot of space for some humanity to say, like, this isn't right. We shouldn't, be holding ourselves to this process while a person is in active labor. And so, when I communicated to my opponent's team, I asked, can we suspend this and go to a primary because I can't keep going. I've been laboring for almost 12 hours at that point, and it was becoming, more intense and my contractions were closer together. And he said no. And so it's really tough place when the only person that you feel like can help you is your opponent in that space. It felt like we made the best decision with the impossible choices that were before us. But I've talked to a lot of folks since who, wish that they would have made a motion at the very beginning of the day to suspend, right? Or, you know, we might have made that motion. We were just in the midst of such an intense day, and myself, you know, my brain was working on delivering a person. And so, you know, looking back, it was it's a blur of a day. It was really overwhelming and vulnerable to have that going on so publicly. But, you know, I think we made the best decisions we could with what we had and asked for what we could, but I think there's room to make different processes and for different decisions to have been made that might not have had to have come directly from me, right? There were, you know, 300 people in the room, and it would have been nice to have some help.
Justin Emmerich is your opponent. So let's stay with that. Do you think people within the party apparatus who were there should have stepped in, even if you don't believe your opponent stepped in the right way?
You know, I don't think that the party leadership had the place to look to say, here's what we could do. Now, I think we can imagine other situations where people could have made different decisions, but I think that there's going to be changes to the process to make sure that if there is a medical emergency, that there can be different decisions made and that people who have some of the power can make them. But I feel like that day, certainly party leadership felt like they didn't have the power to make any more changes than they did, rather than just change the agenda maybe, or, you know, there was one, I had a contraction during the Q&A and the, you know, moderator switched up the order in which he asked the questions. I mean, that's what I think they felt like they had the power to do. But if we want to make this process accessible and inclusive, we do need to make sure that we have a good process that allows a participatory electorate to participate.
Did your team and Emmerich's team communicate in any way leading up to this decision? Was there any other route outside of you feeling, listen, this was beyond my control. It happened. I had my baby. I had health issues, and I think this is the best way. Was anything else suggested outside of just, hey, I'm going to run, and we can let a greater amount of voters decide who ends up going on to face the Republican in this race?
You know, I mean, we made this decision knowing that we are in a really critical and crucial time and we need experienced leaders. There hasn't been, you know, any more communication outside of just making our decision and then announcing it to the rest of the community.
Erin, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it. We'll pay attention to the race, and most importantly, we're glad your health is better, and only the best to your daughter. And hopefully she doesn't cry at night, because that is a big advantage if you can get some sleep. Trust me.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Erin May Quaid on what happened during the convention with Labor, what happened with her opponent, Justin Emmerich, and her decision to continue the campaign and face Emmerich in the primary coming up in early August. Do not forget, our friend Jamie Ukas joins us in less than 15 here on WCCO. Ukas is less than 10 minutes away. Let's get to a couple other items to remind you what a quality person Tucker Carlson is. Very smart, intelligent person, knows what he's doing when he's playing off of a lot of things, including elements of his audience who believe in white supremacy. Not everybody, let's be clear. That's such a broad-based generalization, and I categorically deny that. But to act like there aren't politicians and media members who in some way play to that crowd is ridiculous if you're denying it. But I saw last night, he's talking about Dan Crenshaw, the congressman from Texas, who while in active duty lost vision. And so he has a patch over an eye. And during a conversation with former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, he referred Dan Crenshaw, a Republican, okay, home team coverage, as Eye Patch McCain, and thinks that's funny. thinks that funny.
Classy.
If someone on MSNBC said that about Dan Crenshaw, they would be excoriated by the Republicans. And you know what? Rightfully so. Rightfully so. Mocking someone who's wearing an eye patch for any reason, including a member of the military. And by the way, there are many points I don't agree with Dan Crenshaw. Not one time have I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll make fun of the fact he has to wear an eye patch. And again, to Tucker Carlson, he's eye patch McCain because he hasn't pushed back as much as Tucker thinks he should on, you know, further use of our troops in many places across the country, including Ukraine. How disgusting is it to mock someone because they have to wear an eye patch? What does it say about the character of someone? This isn't some, you know, some comedy routine, okay? This is derisively condescending about a member of the military wearing an eye patch. Your guy, I know you're a big Tucker Carlson guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm a P1, watch every night. No, absolutely not. It's disgusting. And it's sadly, at this point, amongst the horrific things that get said on this show, this isn't even that high on the list to me anymore. I mean, yeah. He said the kind of racist dog whistle stuff that comes on that show repeatedly, and he was defending it again last night, too. Right?
Of course he was.
I mean, talking about how, you know, this was clearly just a disturbed individual in Buffalo that had nothing to do with what the correct things that he was talking about, and that people are trying to spin this so that, you know, because the government doesn't like what he's saying, they're going to try and lump these things together and try to mute him and stop him from saying this as he's on, you know, the largest cable news network in the country. I mean, it's absurd on its face. And that he has the voice that he has, a hypocritical one that it is. I mean, remember, this is a guy that started his career in cable news on CNN. Okay. And he wasn't.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't the
diehard
guy.
Yeah. He wasn't the diehard conservative on CNN.
No.
So this is throwing red meat to a very specific group of people. And it's disgusting.
It's working.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
It's working at a massive level. He started Daily Caller. And then he realized, like so many politicians, you know where the world is right now? And sadly, it's same thing for the Democrats. It's fringes, baby. It's fringes. And I don't downplay the stories that suggest he could run for president in 2024, and he might be an enormous factor. If Trump doesn't run, DeSantis is probably one at this point, right? For the Republicans?
Oh, you'd have to think so, yeah.
Is Tucker Carlson too? If he runs?
If he runs, absolutely. If he runs, I'm not sure he's not number one.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, DeSantis has been positioning himself, obviously, to run, which is why he's, you know, number one in the clubhouse right now. But I'm not sure Tucker doesn't blow right by him if he announces.
He might. He might. And by the way, two very intelligent individuals who know what they're doing when they're playing to the further right. And by the way, again, let me be clear. I have no interest in the further left either. Fox is just way more successful than MSNBC. There's no doubt. And by the way, just to reiterate, of course he's a deranged individual who went out and killed 10 people. Part of what he offered up in the manifesto, Washington Post, finding even more pages. He wanted to kill those he slurred as replacers. Huh. Replacement theory. Tucker Carlson isn't the only person to espouse this. And this individual who clearly had mental health issues wasn't only inspired by Tucker Carlson. I'm not blaming Tucker Carlson for everything in this case. That's, again, way too much of a generalization. But let's just be clear what Tucker Carlson has been saying about this, okay? You don't have to say one caused another to absolutely, unequivocally happen to still decry what Carlson was saying. And you can still be a Republican and believe Joe Biden is failing and believe in Republican principles and still say that Carlson and others are trolling in this cesspool of white domination and white supremacy, and they're doing it for a reason, and it's working, and it's disgusting. Let's pause. Laura's going to give you weather and traffic, and before this show is done, as we mentioned earlier, a chance to win a four-pack, not a two-pack, four-pack of Twins tickets. Right here on the home of the Twins, WCCO.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.